We'll just talk about the first two psukim. Yesh ro asher isi tachas hashomesh v'rabu hi al odom. So he emphasizes how bad it is. It's a ro asher isi tachas hashomesh v'rabu hi al odom. It's common. This is a common bad thing. What is it? Isha sheyitein lo elokim oisher unuchosim v'chovoid. Hashem bestows upon a person wealth, covet, everything. Ve'inenu chosel enafshim mikol asher yisaveh. He has everything that you could want. But still, v'lo yashlitenu elokim lechol mimenu. But he doesn't end up benefiting from it. So the question is, what is Shlomo HaMelech talking about in this pasuk? This very bad thing. This common, it's very common. It's very bad and very common is what Shlomo HaMelech is saying. So the question is what he's talking about. So Rashi says, V'lo yashlitenu elokim, what does it mean? Shelo yehei sameach b'chelkoi. He's not happy. Not happy with what he has. Limtzoi koi ras ruach po oishroi. Azoi tait torah. This is doime to the Mishnah Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, Eizeh Rasha Samech B'chelkoi. We've discussed this Mishnah many times. That what does it mean, Eizeh Rasha Samech B'chelkoi? It means a rich person is not rich. Having a lot of money doesn't mean rich. Of course it means rich. Chazal even tell us halachas that are negeya to rich people. Based on their wealth, there's certain halachas they have. Chiyuvim. This is in l'chabed es ashirim, to some degree. So the Mishnah Pirkei Avos doesn't mean that somebody with a lot of money is not an osher, right? Just like l'chayr, the Mishnah doesn't mean that somebody who's physically strong, the Mishnah doesn't mean that he's not strong, right? There's ugibos kovish es yitzchay. What do you mean? Somebody who's physically very strong is not strong. So there's many ways to learn the Mishnah. There's maral, there's many ways to learn. But the way we always explain the Mishnah is that a person, the Mishnah is telling you, how does one benefit from these attributes? Eizeh asher that's worth being rich for, meaning, so it's the wealth that a person has is only valuable if you have access to it. Right? Let's say Loma Zogin, physically a person had no access to their money. They had a foreign account. They had $1 trillion in a foreign account. It was locked. And it's locked for the next 1,000 years. There's no way to get to it. It's on their name. It's 100% on their name. So you all would understand there's no benefit from that. Right? Person has no benefit. They'll be miserable over it. Right? There's no benefit. Because they have no access. So what? I own $1 trillion. I have no access. So the Mishnah is saying, Eizeh Asher, person can have a lot of money, but if they don't have access to the money, right? Physical, emotional, doesn't matter why, so what do you have the Maila? And that's Taka in Mesechah Shabbos Taka. Let's go to Mesechah Shabbos, don't Chofei Amid Beis. What does the Gemara say over there? Also in Eizeh Asher. Eizeh Asher. Kol shigishlo yinachas ruach po ishlo. He appreciates what he has. He can enjoy it. Pasha can enjoy what he has. Dos meida. And that's the pshat in the Mishnah Pirkei Avos. The same thing koyach. A koyach. So a person is a muscle man. If the guy doesn't know how to use his strength, if he has no restraint, so his strength is a liability. It's a chsoron. Access is how much a person has control over themselves. Then the strength could be a bracha. It's a pasha does it. The Memele, that's how you understand what Rashi seems to be saying here. That's what Shlomo HaMelech is saying. Now, if we look in Chazal on this pasuk, the Medrash gives us a different explanation. The Medrash says, Oishel ze bal mikre, person who learns a lot of chumish. Nuchasim ze bal mishne. Vikovoid ze bal toisefte. Ve'ini chosel nafshe mikol asher yisavei l'mishnayis gedolos. Kigoy mishnose shel Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Yishai. So what's he missing? According to the Medrash, we're talking about a guy who's done a lot of learning. Mikra, Mishnah, Tosefta, Mishnayis Gedolos. He's doing very good. So what's the problem? The pasuk says, "V'lo yashlitenu elokim lecho mimen." Says the Chazal, says the Medrash. It's also Yerushalmi and Horius. This it's found at the end of the third parak in Horius. Says the Yerushalmi, "Ki ish acher yechlenu ze bal Talmud." Bekitzer, he doesn't have, just like in we explained with money, a person can have a lot of money, but if they don't have access to it, so what do they do with it? So the Gemara, the Talmud doesn't necessarily mean Gemara. It means taking what you learned to halacha lemaisa. If a person doesn't have halacha lemaisa, so they don't have access. They have a lot of knowledge that they can't make practical. They can't use it. Oyser, Matia. So that's how Chazal darshan this pasuk. So how do we put the two pshatim together? The pshutei shel mikra that Rashi tells us. That Shlomo HaMelech is talking about poshut money. He just doesn't have an achas ruach from his money. He's not a sumech b'chelkoi. That's Rashi's telling us. Chazal telling us it's somebody who has a lot of learning, but they don't have access to their learning. How do we merge these pshatim? So I want to share with you a fascinating medrash in Breishis. It's an unbelievable medrash. Medrash Rabbah there. Let me get a few. It's by the end of Parshas Lech Lecha. Over there it says that Moshe Rabbeinu had a bris, but if the Olam remembers the psukim there, it says, Be'etzam Ayyem Azeh, the lashon of the medrash is Nimoel Avram v'Yishmol Benoi. Nimoel is an interesting lashon, right? Nimoel means it happened, it occurred. And this day, Avram was gemalot. So the medrash is darshaning those words. What does it mean he was gemalot? Omar Avabe Barkane, Hirgish v'Nitztaya. Yeah. He says Nemo means that he kept on feeling it. Means the Mila was painful. Avram had a very painful bris. He was an old man, Taka, and he had a very painful bris. It was painful. And that's what Nemo means, the way Rav Abba Bar Kahana is learning, Hirgish v'Nitztaya. It's almost like he did a bris and then it kept on going. So Avram should get schar, extra schar. Okay, that's the first mandama. Om Rav Levi almost says the opposite pshat. Avram didn't need a bris. Probably did hatovas dam bris. When Avram went to do a bris, he found that he was gemalot already. Om Rav Levi mol Avram inksif kan elonimoyel. Bodak atzmoy umotzo atzmoy mol. So mamish min hakotze lakotze. Rav Abba Bar Kahana is saying he had a very painful bris. After the bris, it was painful. Kidei lichpo lo yischori, to get extra reward. But if you look here, right, Rav Levi is saying, fakelt. Bodak atzmoy yumotze atzmoy mol. Now listen to what Rav Brachia goes and he answers him. Rav Abba Bar Kahana, what he tells him. So he says like this, Omar Barachia, Bahu Ito, that time, when Rav Abba Bar Kahana had a machloikis with Rav Levi, that Rav Abba Bar Kahana said it was a painful bris. And Rav Levi said that there was no bris at all, kimat. He was motzat mimo, he was gemalot already. Akil Rav Abba Bar Kahana b'Rav Levi. He cursed him out. We find in Midrash Machloikis, Rav Abba Bar Kahana didn't take this lightly. So Rav Abba Bar Kahana screamed at Levi, Omar Lei, listen to the words, I'm reading you the Medrash. Omar Lei, Shakrana Kazavne, you're a lawyer. You're a lawyer. Right? Elohirgish v'nitztaya k'dei sheyichpo le'akodish bochus chol. I don't have to tell you what a pella de medlish is. A pella de medlish. That Rav Abba Bar Kahana is yelling at Rav Levi, telling him, you're a lawyer. It's too mahalchim how to learn, like you have thousands of medroshim like this. How to dash in the word nimo. Doesn't mean more pain. What's the matter? So the Achronim look for Eitzes, the Meshech Chochme, not over here actually, Meshech Chochme is found in Sefer Bamidbar. Meshech Chochme is Omer on this. He's taka bothered. Why was Rav Abba so angry? So he says, She yisoid inyan mila, hu sha'abari yisbarach rotza, she'odom yizachich nafshei b'kiyum mitzvahs. In Cain, Toyin Rav Abba Rav Levi Ketzer HaToyim Meshez Enas Al Yidei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know the Sefer HaChinuch says that the concept of bris, what's the concept of bris? The concept of bris is that Hashem showing us that we could perfect ourselves. Just like we could perfect ourselves physically, we could perfect ourselves, and that's what the Sefer HaChinuch says. K'moy sheyesh b'yad ha'odam la'ashlam tzuras gufoy, k'ein b'yodei la'ashlam tzuras nafshu. So you say the bris is that we can fix ourselves. So the Meshech Chochma is saying that Rav Abba Bar Kahana got angry at Rav Levi, upset at Rav Levi, because Rav Levi was making it out like it happened by the Rabbeinu Shlomo. Why am I saying that this Medrash is going to help us over here? Because I'm going to share with you, just so you have a shtickel idea of what Rav Abba Bar Kahana had to say about Rav Levi. From this medrash, it sounds like they probably didn't daven in the same base medrash. Right? Sounds like they weren't good friends. Rav Levi had a different pshat in Pasuk, and Rav Abba Bar Kahana tells him, you're a shakrana, you're a kazavna. So I'm going to show you the same two parties on this Pasuk in Kehelas. Mamashia Parshavov on this Pasuk. Rav Abba Bar Kahana nichnas le Beis HaMedrash. Rav Abba Bar Kahana came into Beis HaMedrash. Vishoma koiloi she Rav Levi shayodoyresh. He heard Rav Levi darshan. You're thinking already, oy vey, what's he going to call him now? Right? We know what he called him in Breishis. Let's see what he calls him in Sefer Kehelas. Isha sheyitin lelikim oisha zebal mikra nechosin bal mishne kovitz zebal tosefta teinin nechosin nashu zavelu mishnayis gedolos kumushaya v'loy hashetem lelikim lechom imenu elu bal gemara omad Rav Abba Bar Kahana v'noshkoy al roishoy. He kissed him. Different type of behavior here. V'noshkoy al roishoy v'omaloy. If I didn't come all this distance, just l'shmoya mipicha tamaze dayoy. Unbelievable. So you see, Rav Abba Bar Kahana was very machshiv Rav Levi. The same two players. The same two tzaddikim. So what's pshat? So I once wanted to say, do v'do chodohu. It's all one. And Rav Abba Bar Kahana's main problem was that Rav Levi, and that's what he's telling him, your message conflicts, shakrana. You remember what happened, your pshat in Kehelas. Shakrana kazavno. He wasn't telling him it's not pshat and posuk. You, this is not the way you should learn. This is a conflict with your own pshat. Rabbeinu Yoin in Pirkei Avos says, Eizu osher samech b'chalkoi. Vos tithed up Rabbeinu Yoin. I have a Pirkei Avos here. Let me just get you a Pirkei Avos. So Rabbeinu Yoin is zokt on that Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. He explains it. He says, what's pshat? Eizu osher samech b'chalkoi. Zokt the Rabbeinu Yoin. Let me get you the pasuk. It's in Perek Dalet, right at the beginning of Perek Dalet. Eizu osher samech b'chelki. Zok to Rabbeinu Yoin. Ho'oimer daily b'chelki. I'm happy what I have. Shani yochel afarnes atzmi v'esbeisi. Now listen to this. V'lasoik b'toira. Mali momo inacher. What do I need more money? Rabbeinu Yoin in Pirkei Avos takes this Mishnah and he makes it into Musa. The Mishnah just said, "Eizu osher samech b'chelki." He whistles at work. He's happy with his lot. He makes his $50,000 a year, and he's happy. He lives in a trailer park. He's happy. He's tefridin. That's all finished. He has his 20-foot trailer. He has his 1975 Ford pickup truck. He has his dog. He's Samech Pachalkoi. That's all the Mishnah says. Eizu Oshia Samech Pachalkoi. Because Rabbeinu Yoin is zokt. A former mensch, we're talking here, guy, he's Isaac and Torah. And he says, Shoy, what do I need already? I have enough to support my family. And I'm learning. Why do I bin Yehna make it into Frumkeit? I remember the first time I saw this Rabbeinu Yehna, I was a young bacha, younger than most of you, maybe not younger than all of you, but younger than most of you. And I remember I was thinking to myself, why does everything have to be a frum kite? It's just Samech B'chelkoi. That's a Musa. What's the Musa Shmuz here? He's happy with what he has. He's a simple guy, happy with what he has. The Teretz Yisrael Rabbeinu Yoin is telling us that in this world, there are two tracks. There's the money track and everything, you know, all the possessions of the world. That's one track. And then there's another track. There's a spiritual track. Okay? You have to decide which one is the one that gives you fulfillment. What do you get your geshmakai from? From the chosin? From physical stuff? Or from ruchniyah stuff? It's two tracks. What gives you pleasure? What gives you fulfillment? That's your choice, by the way. That you have a perspective, you could develop yourself to either develop a taste of fulfillment from this or from that. The Torah tells you there's two ways. Bocharto. Bocharto, you have to choose. But there's a big difference between these two ways. Forgetting all the obvious big differences. There's also a Olam Hazadik difference. Physical possessions is a bottomless pit. You never have enough. You can't. Can't do it. You can't have enough. It's the way the Rabbeinu Shel Olam created the world. You cannot have enough. If you have a trillion, you want 2 trillion. You can't. That's why? Because that's the way your creator created you. Ein adam meis v'chatzi tavosoi biyadei. Person doesn't die having half that he wants. The Olam remembers what is Vosok the Alter from Nevadik Vosok the Alter from Slobodka? Vosok the Alter from Slobodka? Vosok the Alter from Slobodka? It says, Yeshloi Meyor, it's a Messiah. Yeshloi Messiah, you want 400, right? Sounds like you have exactly half of what you want. If you have 100, you want 200. If you have 200, you want 400. That means you have exactly half. Then Chazal tell us, "Ein odomeis v'chatzi tavosei biyode." What does that mean? Zok the altar from Slobodka. When you have 100, you think in your mind, if I only had another 100, I would be happy. But you're not 50% happy. You're not happy at all. It's not that you feel, you know, sometimes you sit down for a meal, right? You feel hairful. That's a good time to stop, by the way. But most people don't stop there. When they're fully full, they stop thinking, maybe I should stop, and then they keep on going. Right? When a person, yesh loy meya, he's in his mind, he says, all I need is like, homon, chose einenu shoyveli. Homon doesn't say, I'm 99% happy, I'm missing one yid, I want him dead. No. It's worthless. Till I have Mordechai Yehudi. And if I have Mordechai Yehudi, it'll be somebody else. Zok the altar. Yes, it's true. Yesh loy meyer, it's a Messiah. You always think you want just all I want is another 50%, but you're wrong. You have no pleasure. As long as you're a yesh loy, you're never happy. You're not happy with what you have. Which is really exactly what the Chofetz Chaim says is the Gevaldikait of Torah. Right? Hanechmodim izov u'mipozrov u'mesukim midvash v'noif esuf. Right? We're soon going to dance to a ganze talk. Simchas Torah. Hanechmodim izov u'mipozrov u'mesukim. You ever thought about, isn't that strange digma? Zov and pozrov and dvash? I mean, it's emes, b'sol zev dvash, zeviz dvash, it's not special. But hanechmodim izov u'mipozrov. You're talking about millions and billions. What's the honey? Zok the Heilike Chofetz Chaim. Honey, and not dafka honey, but honey is example. Honey has something that money doesn't have. And money has something that honey doesn't have. Honey has a mila. You take a little honey, you feel very full. You ain't taking the whole bottle. I'm not taking the whole bottle down. It doesn't work like that. You take honey, right? It's not like Pringles. I remember Pringles, my chaverim, boom, the ganze maase. It's not Pringles. Honey, you take a little honey, you feel. So honey has the mile, it satisfies you. But also that itself is a little bit of a chasaran, because you don't walking around wanting more honey. I'm not interested anymore. I'm done with honey. Maybe tomorrow you'll get another desire for some honey. But you're done. So honey has a mile, that it satisfies you, it has the chasaran, the mile is a chasaran too, meaning it's not so chosh if you're not walking around. Money is gevaldik. No matter how much you have, I want more. But you're not happy. Zok the heilike Chofetz Chaim. Torah has both miles. Torah has a mile. You learn one toisvis, arb kivega. You have such honor from what you have. You still want more. It has the mila dvash. You have a sphere. You have a satisfaction from what you have. And it has the mila of nechmodim mizov u'mipozov. It still remains a chem that you want more. It's such an emesavot. Emesavot. You're not going to find an Adam Godel that has enough Torah. You're not going to find it. Reb Chaim asked the bracha from Rav Steinem and he should be zeichet to have a better kinyan in Torah. Chaim Kirievsky. He came to Rav Steinman, give me a bracha. So Rav Steinman said, Bamavochek. He says, I should have a better yiddi in Torah. Right? You would think, Chaim, Shani, he would ask for a bracha, for a riches yomim. Right? Bracha, I should have a little more koiches. A bissel mer Torah. Right? So, Nachmodim Mizor, that's what he says. Rabbeinu Yonah therefore tells us that the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos is telling us something that's impossible. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos is saying, Sameach b'chalkai, it doesn't exist. That does not exist. There's no such a thing as Sameach b'chalkai. It's impossible. Sok Rabbeinu Yonah, it means somebody who really is Oisik b'Torah. That's where he gets his fulfillment. He says, well, the money is just a way of feeding my family. So my family is fed. Good. Zok Shlomo HaMelech. The only way for somebody to really be happy with Yashlitenu Elokim is if they have a ruchniyistic life. And that's what Chazal are telling us. Zok Trashi Sheili Nachas Ruach. Chazal are telling us, Nachas Ruach means that there's a part of you that seeks ruchnias. Mishnah, Gemara, you seek to fulfill your life that way. Then you could taka be a Samech Bechalka. Then you could taka enjoy the Oysher and the Nechosim. But if you don't have, if you're not the Baal Mikra, Mishnah, Gemara, if you don't have something else that's giving you your satisfaction, you're never going to get it. Okay, Abyssal Sukkah.